Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
The winners for the Soca Tip podcast giveaway are at witty_media and at Mr._Miyagi _. I repeat, at witty_media and Mr._Miyagi _. You have just won tickets to Hot 97's On the Reggae and Soca Tip. Please DM at Ebro in the AM ASAP to claim your prizes. For everybody else, tickets are still available at Ticketmaster. Thank you for listening.
Yo, it's Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Laura's swimming out from whatever flooding happened down Battery Park right now, getting to the station. Rosenberg's on high ground. He just lazy. Shiny Culture, you went jet skiing down to FDR this morning.
That's a fact. That's a fact. It's floods everywhere. It's trees down. Trying to cut across town. It's crazy. There's abandoned cars that'll mess up your flow.
Yeah. But now, if you locked into us from wherever you listen to us out in Pennsylvania, down in Texas, yo, Texas, we got to have a conversation. Y'all tripping.
It's going down?
I mean, we talked about it yesterday with the abortion laws and all that down there.
Yeah.
But, you know, New Orleans, we need to check in from y'all, too. How y'all doing? Baltimore and Maryland, y'all had tornadoes touch down. South Jersey, outside of Philly, tornado ripped through a little area out there. Yo, it was I ain't never seen a tornado that was a storm cloud turn into a tornado, then touch down.
Right. Did you see some of the video footage of just subways and stuff in New York?
Yeah, I saw the floods and that.
And cars that were drowned, basically Brooklyn, Queens.
Yeah.
Floating down streets.
Yeah, seen all of that. Check in with us. At this point, like, I want to just make sure everybody good. Gucci.
Yeah, there's I heard 7 deaths across the city.
7 deaths in New York?
7 deaths in New York City, yeah. How many, what?
Griff saying some.
8? He said 8.
8, and that's all due to flooding or lightning and flooding? What's that?
It's just aftermath of all of it. So I don't know specifically. Some people maybe got hurt in houses that collapsed or, like, you know, flooding or, you know, but because of the rain,
yeah,
8 deaths happened. And they're just saying, like, if you got to take the train or the bus, you probably should stay home. Because if you didn't see any of the footage, the trains are flooded.
Yeah, it's a mess, boy. It's a mess. Rosenberg, you're on high ground up there. Y'all didn't really see nothing, right?
I mean,
it's wet.
It's wet, but I saw videos of the 90s. On Columbus, it was pretty crazy. And the only thing I saw that was weird for me yesterday that only made me go, like, what's going on here, was my toilet. The water was moving around and like, coming up and down in my toilet. And I was like, what's, why is this?
Yeah, that's the water pressure. That's the water flooding underground, pushing up through the pipes.
That's what I figured. Sewers are wrapped.
What'd you say, Shawnee?
The sewers. Like,
oh, yeah, they flooded. Yeah, completely flooded.
It got
completely
into my building, too. Like, the lobby. I saw, like, now, 10 people pushing water out the front door.
And now, Griff, and that's in the BX, right? South Bronx.
Yeah.
Griff lives over in Jersey. He comes through the Newark area. He said that Newark normally, I think the record rain amount was like 2-3 inches. They got like 8, bro. 8.5 in Newark, flooding everywhere. And then Central Park, they said the record was like 3 or 4. I think they got 6 or 7. So a lot of water came out the sky is what I'm saying.
It was different. Yesterday was different. Like in my personal life, Michael Kay got stuck in the Bronx. My producer from ESPN in Jersey, his house got flooded, basement destroyed, power completely out. My ex-wife was stuck in New Jersey at work, so I had to go get the dog because she couldn't leave. They told her you had to sleep on the floor of the building, like there was no way to drive home. So all these different people in my life in different places were all screwed up.
Yeah.
It was different yesterday.
Yeah, it was wild.
It hit heavy. Let's see here. Yeah, man, over in Queens in Massbeth, 64th Street. Let's see. A man, woman, and child were found in the house because there was a call about flooding at the home at about 10 p.m.
Mm.
And they got there and found dead bodies.
Man. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man. So it was a lot of flooding in Queens, it seems, too. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure the reports are coming in, so we'll be finding out more. You know, we'll give everyone updates as the day continues, but...
In Jamaica, Queens, a 43-year-old woman and a 22-year-old man were found unconscious. That was like 11 o'clock last night. It was a flooding situation over there. The young man was pronounced dead. In Brooklyn... 66-year-old man was found in a flooded house over in Cypress Hill area of Brooklyn.
Yes.
Somebody got submerged in their car over in Jersey. Yeah. In Passaic.
Yeah, I saw my boy who was he does Uber. He said he saw people just sitting on top of their car getting drenched. You know what I'm saying? Because the inside of the car was getting flooded and they couldn't move the car. Mm-hmm. Just sitting on top of the car getting soaked. I put some videos up on my IG story, like, of just cars floating down the street, just rivers, roads that turned into rivers.
Yeah, it was jet skiing conditions last night.
That's a fact.
Your love to everybody, man. Just try to be as safe as you can.
Yeah, and then the irony is at about 8 o'clock this morning, it's going to be sunshine, crystal clear. So hopefully the waters will recede and we can get to cleaning up. But it was a crazy night. A lot of power outages, of course. I haven't got an official number of like, and if you work for Con Ed or anything like that, you want to get a word to the people. But it sounds like everybody should stay in their house right now. If you live in an area that was flooded or if the trains is your means of transportation or the bus, there's so many things that are a mess. It doesn't even make sense to get out in the street. Straight rivers on the streets, boy.
Facts.
Bushwick, yo. At Bushwick Life, I'm looking at what they posted of you on ABC News. Bushwick, New York. Woo. Or as they try to call it now, East Williamsburg. Yo, it's different. It's different outside. Yonkers got slammed too. I didn't know that.
I can imagine. Yo, let's hit these spots, bro.
Yo, look, man, we're going to take caller number 9 right now because somebody going to need to go and party after this little situation.
Yeah,
we got on the reggae and soca tip.
No, it's actually, we have tickets to the Long Island Music Festival.
Oh, Long Island. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
With Ashanti, Ja Rule, Fabulous, hosted by our very own Drewski. So call in number 9-800-223-9797.
Call now.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41, Kyle Rich, Jet Carter, Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Y'all be careful on them roads, man. I know the sun is coming out and all that, but listen, the water is still yet to recede. There's a lot of problems. Please take your time this morning. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Simone Biles says she isn't ready to be the face of mental health in sports. So the gymnast who pulled out of four finals at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics due to her own struggles has promised to support others in similar situations, but only when she's comfortable and has to deal with her own issues. So in a recent interview with People Magazine, she said, sometimes when we speak on these things, then we become the face of it. She's like, I'm not sure I'm completely ready for that aspect of it. Mm. She's like, obviously, once I'm a little bit more open about it, I'd love to help other people going through these things because it's very relatable. You know, just know that you're not alone. But as of now, I have to focus on myself and getting myself right before I can speak and advocate for those things.
No. If you talk about it, you have to be the advocate.
Yo, what she's saying is real, man.
It's so true.
You talk about something, what you're going through now, everybody want to call you. Yo, will you come on this show? Can we do this? Will you write a book? Will you write an article? You want
to... It's like, yo, mascot.
Didn't I tell y'all I wanted to go sit down and be quiet somewhere?
Like, it's like, you're not listening to me.
Yo, also, too, while we're on that, can we talk about the U.S. Open, fam? So I'm watching the U.S. Open last night. Shout out to Sloane Stephens, who beat Coco Gauff pretty handily. You know, Sloane being the young lady who actually won the U.S. Open a few years ago, but also, you know, saw Coco Gauff grow up, you know, training in Florida. So they're really, really close. But nonetheless, do you know they got to do an interview before, like, they're walking to play. So they're in game mode. The U.S. Open shoves a microphone in their face before they go on the court.
I thought it was only after.
No.
No, sometimes it's before.
I was like, no wonder they be like, yo, I'm tired of talking to y'all. And then immediately after, I'm sweating my face off.
Right.
I'm out of breath. And then we want to have a conversation with 6 feet of distancing and masks on in the middle of the court. And I can't even, like, Sloane couldn't even hear the woman talking. She was like, I didn't hear what you said, but I just want to thank the fans for coming. Come on, fam. Y'all don't need an interview that bad, bro.
By the way,
that wasn't even the interviews that Naomi was talking about.
She's talking about the ones after all of that.
Yeah, after?
They didn't complain about those. No, they didn't actually hate those because those are one-on-one. They don't really mind that. She was talking about the group setting where you're sitting up there. And
yeah, I know she was. But my point is by the time they get to the group setting, they done already did two interviews. How many interviews they got to do? I'd be pissed too.
And then by the way, what are they really saying in those
nothing,
interviews?
Right. Nothing.
How do you feel? Nervous?
No, what's your plans for tonight? To play tennis?
I don't know. Just to play tennis probably.
To hit the ball and make sure it goes in?
Yeah, it's a lot. And, like, what if one of the reporters rubs you the wrong way before you hit the court? Then you have to have that feeling. You know what I mean? Like, feeling like, oh, that person pissed me off. It could throw you off focus. I don't know, but it's a lot.
It just seems excessive, y'all. Y'all got to relax, B.
That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:02, high of 76 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, it looks like we headed towards a Naomi Osaka Sloane Stephens matchup. It could happen in a couple days.
Yeah, definitely could.
That'll be a good one. U.S. Open cracking off. Yo, last night, they had to postpone, you know, because Arthur Ashe, the roof closes.
I know, I forgot about that.
The other courts, though, that rain was hitting. So they had to slow it down and move people inside. And then you had a situation where people didn't even want to go home because it was raining so hard last night that they were like, you know what, I might as well just stay here until this thing subsides a little bit. It didn't subside, clearly. No. But you feel what I'm saying. Anyway, coming up, congratulations. You played yourself. It's on the way. Who should be on the list? Oh, damn, man. I may have to give it to people who feel like it's a good idea to drive into deep water. I might have to. I know you need to go home.
The ones who gamble?
Yeah, but you're like, yo, I'm going to drive into this water that I don't know how deep it is? What part of the game is that?
I mean, if you got a 4x4, you might take a chance, right?
Nah. You don't know how deep it is, fam. You don't know what's going on. And it's nighttime?
Yeah, I know.
Nah, bro. They got to get the button. Coming up, man.
Damn.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
I'm assuming this is Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg time. Good morning.
Come on.
Hopefully everything is safe where you are. We've had a crazy night last night. There's cars abandoned on the west side. There's cars abandoned on FDR. There's cars floating down the street. Hopefully some of the water has receded. And so things will begin to dry up. But yeah, nah. If you went out last night thinking that it was a good idea to just be out in the streets, I got something for you.
Congratulations, like you played yourself.
Now, playing yourself, you're playing yourself. I got questions. I need questions. So a state of emergency has been issued. I may have gotten 5 flash flood warnings in the evening and tornado warnings.
Yeah, definitely the most warnings for weather I can remember on my phone in a very long time.
Many times saying stay inside, stay off the road.
You have nothing to worry about.
But I got a question. You know, for people who are at work, stuck at work, you got to get home. Okay? You're like, yo, I got to get home. If you're standing on a subway platform and you see mass amounts of water pouring into the subway station that you're currently trying to get a train to go home, do you stand on that platform and watch the water pour in? And I mean, it looked like a dam opened up in some of these train stations. Wouldn't you go back upstairs? Try a different train station? Why would you stay underground while water poured into the location that you're at? Anyway,
I hear you.
Am I tripping?
No, I saw some of the videos you posted. I need questions.
Why are y'all? Why you? And for that, I think you need a...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I got another question. Let's say you're driving down the street and you see a section of the road that's flooded. I mean, it is flooded. And you say to yourself, I think I can make it across, but I don't know how deep that water is. And it's dark. Do you say to yourself, I'm going to keep driving? Or do you say to yourself, you know, I'm going to make a U-turn here. Go a different direction. Why would you drive in the water that you don't know how deep it is?
You can't. Your only option is to sit there and see if someone else is dumber than you, and they're going to drive through first. Then you can watch and see if they float away or not. But you can't be the one to risk it.
Well, Griff just told us an even horrible story about somebody he knows that risked it and decided to drive his large truck through a flooded section of their town. He had his son in the car. He told us this didn't happen last night. This happened a while ago. This did not happen last night. Had his son get out the car because it was near their house and decided that he wasn't going to park his truck. He was going to decide he was
big truck. I'm going to drive on through.
And there was a live electrical wire in the deep water that he drove through. Set his car on fire. He lost his life. Damn. My point is...
Horrible.
If you see a flooded section and there's water and you don't know how deep it is, you probably should not drive through it. or else I have to give you this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because bad things will happen. Your car could start floating, water gets into your engine stalls, you're stuck in the middle. You do, y'all do understand that when water gets into your engine, that's bad.
How bad?
Well, your car will stop working.
It'll just turn off. It's like getting the insides of any electronics wet. It's just over.
Yeah, and the bad thing about your car is you can't just turn it over in a plate of rice, in a bowl of rice.
Can't put it in the rice. No. Also, I guess while we're on this subject, I mean, isn't this a great day to talk to the climate change deniers?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire,
who think that this is normal and none of this stuff is happening because of any other reason except,
you know, I guess it's just rainy this time of year.
They'll
never admit it, Rosenberg. They were like, no, it's just a storm.
You know, those numbers Ebro gave earlier, the records that were set in terms of amount of rain, doubling and tripling the all-time records previously in New York.
Newark got hammered. Central Park numbers, crazy. And the cleanup still happens today. So please stay out of the way. You know, make sure the roads are clear. Call your job if you can. I know there's people who don't have that luxury of just, like, calling in. They get paid by the hour. If they don't show up, they don't get paid. So it's very difficult for a lot of people. But if you can, stay out the way so we can figure out what's going on outside. Because last night looked great. Yo, Bushwick got turned into... It looked like the whole Hudson River came into Bushwick.
I know, it was wild everywhere.
Yeah, tons of videos of cars floating. My boy said he saw basically water going up a hill, like waves of water going in the reverse direction of the hill, of the decline of the hill.
Fam, I told y'all yesterday they had reports that the whole Mississippi River got pushed in another direction, the whole Mississippi River. You know how big the Mississippi River is?
Right. So that wind, when it's ready,
well, but not only the wind, but the water and everything combined pushing against. You know what I mean? It's serious business outside, B. Mother Nature is nothing to be played with.
Nah.
Some of y'all want to learn the hard way and get this button right here.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I was talking about my son.
What did you say to your son? I'm sorry, Shani.
Sorry, no, I was just saying that I was feeling bad for people who had to take the bus home. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were on a bus or a train and you had to get from point A to point B, like, once you got off the train, now you have to stand at a bus stop. Then I started seeing videos, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Showed him, like, yo, remember what I was saying? It was a mess.
Laura, what you got today?
This is, the acting general manager of the Mets, Zach Scott, is facing charges of drunk driving. But listen to this bozo. He was in Westchester County in New York. So he fell asleep at 4:20 in the morning. He falls asleep in his car near a federal courthouse and police headquarters.
Oh, damn.
All right? Drunk as hell. And then they were saying that when they were trying to get him a breathalyzer test, he was arguing with them, acting crazy, didn't want to do it, so they made him get out the car, you know, and do the hop. The hop 1, 2, 3 failed miserably. Wow. And I just, fam, when are people going to learn? If you're that wasted, don't get behind the wheel of a vehicle.
Well, does it not, Laura, I got questions. And Rosenberg, maybe you got, if you're wasted and you don't have nowhere to go and you don't get behind the wheel of your car, you just get in like the back seat and lay down. Can they still get you, hit you with a DUI? Because I think the technicality is, even if he wasn't driving, he was sitting in the driver's seat, correct?
I think it may be car being on.
But if he's sitting in the well, listen, I could be wrong, but my whole thing is like, take a cab home.
Take a Uber. They got apps.
It makes no sense,
bro.
First of all, if you know you're going to drink and you drove to the location, park your car in a place that you could possibly leave it there till the next day. Take a cab home. There's no reason for you to even try to move your car. You never know what could happen when you're that wasted.
What's his name?
Dude, it's so... His name is Zach Scott.
Hey, yo, Zach Scott, we got something for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And you realize that for the Mets, I mean, they literally just had something good happen to them the day before. Do you realize the week for the Mets was they had their players come out and admit that they've been doing a symbol that really means F you to the fans. Then people went crazy and they had to come out and apologize. The players were like, I'm sorry, we didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Then those same players, Javi Baez, ends up playing a key part in an amazing dramatic comeback victory 2 days ago. As they get the win and the man celebrates scoring the game-winning run, he lost a $200,000 earring at home plate that they've been searching for 2 days.
Why are you wearing a $200,000 earring while playing a sport, though?
We have
hit
a button.
Yourself with the button. Hit yourself with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Then somebody definitely picked that earring up.
And then after getting the win then, now we find out their temporary GM, the man who they brought in because the GM they'd hired previously was sending disgusting pictures to women and bothering women. They had to fire him. This guy's the fill-in.
Damn. So you went from a perv to a drunk.
The Mets are absolutely the worst. Now, I was going today. I wanted to give it to Kanye today.
Why? What did Kanye do?
Because I finished listening to Donda yesterday.
And you wanted to give him a congratulations, you played yourself?
Yeah.
After finishing?
Yes.
How?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because you absolutely could have made a great album if
you
your
just
ego
did too much.
If your ego wasn't so out of control that you just thought, if I do it, it's great art. If you actually just applied human logic that most people have to ascribe to and be like, oh no, I can't just put every burp and fart on this album. I'm going to cut this down and edit it. You, sir, could have had an album everyone was talking about. Now, everyone's talking about it, but they're not talking about it being a classic. They're talking about it being too bulky and clunky, and you left the door open for the certified lover boy.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Who drops tomorrow. Now, there's a leak out here on the internet. Has anybody verified whether this leak is actually the album of the certified lover boy?
I don't know.
I didn't even feel like listening to it because I want to try to take this album in the way it's intended.
Yeah.
But I did see those signs all over the country with, you know, in each city, Drake's been doing billboards telling people like, hey, New
the
York.
Goat.
The goat.
New, hey,
Hove.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't say Hove. He just says the goat.
Right. And so that's the speculation that is Hove.
Right. But could it be
it's
Nas?
Not, ooh,
it's probably
who
Hove,
knows?
Though.
Yo, last thing, guys.
It might be LL Cool J. He's the original GOAT.
Facts. He invented the term. Actually, and Drake and LL's long overdue. Drake's style doesn't exist without LL.
Facts.
Now, Ebro, I assume you saw Joe Rogan on social media yesterday.
I did not. Tell him, put me on.
Oh, Joe Rogan got COVID. Now, we long know Jovid. Jovid. We know Jovid Rogan.
Hey, yo, Rogan, we got a new name for you. Your name is Jovid.
We know that Jovid. Coronavirus has been downplaying coronavirus since it started. He's very anti-vaccine. Now, he got it, and he's doing better, and he put out a video, and he gave a list of treatments that he received, which made him go from, quote, feeling like bleep to feeling much better a couple days later. He included monoclonal antibodies.
Yep, that's a thing.
Which is supposed to be a thing. Prednisone, the steroid that Donald Trump liked.
Mm-hmm.
He got those. He also received a vitamin drip.
Mm-hmm.
And he also used ivermectin, a drug primarily used as a veterinary deworming agent.
Oh, you mean the ivermectin that even the creators of ivermectin said, please do not use this to treat COVID? And also people have died from, like, and the CDC and everybody else has come out like, yo, that's for animals, bro. What are you doing?
And
do not take that.
Taking it. It's well, disgusting.
And, so, and the really crazy part about him taking it and saying out loud that he took it and that he's now feeling better is like, well, no issue feeling better. You got a, you went and got a vitamin drip. You got prednisone, and you
got antibodies.
You got everything. Like, of course you felt better. And first of all, and second of all, I should say, for a guy who's been downplaying, you know, how bad COVID is this entire time, man, it's pretty crazy. You're able to be okay when you have enough money and connections to go get the kind of treatment you got.
Exactly.
And then on top of that, you put in the damn horse drugs and tell people you did that? Yo, hit this guy with the button, man. He's the worst.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, your man took the ivermectin.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
DeVito, Roller Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, he's trolling.
You don't think he took ivermectin?
No, I think he did it. Like, you've got to be trolling. Like, he can't be that dumb that he thought that was a really good choice.
But it's really bad right now because people in other countries, a lot of the anti-vaxxers are pushing it like, that's the cure. And people are dying and taking different variations of it, going to, like, people who are selling it in the black market and just buying this ivermectin that's for horses and for animals and getting sick. It's a deworming drug.
What does that even mean? That it's like, a deworming drug?
It kills worms.
Like
animals get worms in their intestines.
So when you say deworming,
stomach,
it just means killing them.
Yes.
I was trying to understand what it means. I thought the process of getting worms out of a dog was more than just like a drug. But and that's why it makes sense to them too. They're like, well, it kills the worms.
Because it kills the bat, you know, in some cases, killing bacteria, kill the virus, whatever. I don't know. Well, all of it sounds like a big congratulations. You played yourself to me.
Facto.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Listen, people just, people just keep dying. How many conservative radio hosts who are anti-vaxxers have died? I think it's up to like four. Anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers, like staunch, not like middle of the road, like, hey, it's not for me, but maybe it's good for, like, people who are like, yo, don't take this. If you're listening to my show, don't take it. People who are anti-vax are dying, bro.
Who?
Radio hosts.
For radio hosts?
Yes.
But who made it like their brand? Their brand was like, we are the anti-vax people, and they all died. It's crazy.
Dying from the Rona,
crazy.
And three of them really big, like really.
There's
big
one that I just read about right now. I think I read about it yesterday. He's a radio host in Florida who called himself Mr. Anti-Vax. He died of COVID.
That's right.
I don't mean to laugh at his death. His name is Mark Berner. He just passed away.
He was anti-vax. Like, I mean, in some ways, that's the biggest congratulations you played yourself you could have.
Can't get any bigger than that.
Well, if you take the name Mr. Anti-Vax, it's one thing to be anti-vax, obviously. People have the right to their choice, their own body. Mr. Anti-Vax, and you then you get it and die. Brand? I'm sorry. Yeah, you made up a brand for it. You're going to get what you're going to get.
So, look, there's also Phil Valentine, a popular host in Tennessee, Jimmy DeYoung, a nationally syndicated Christian preacher based out of Tennessee, Dick Farrell, who works in Miami and Palm Beach, Florida, as well as, and he also worked for Newsmax, that conservative channel. They all passed away.
Man. Yo, man, the Rona's real. Yeah. The Rona's real, B. Cash yeah. 197 minutes commercial free. Hit them. Pandemics, floods, tornadoes. It's biblical out here, man.
That's a fact. We living in a plague. This is what it is.
You know? But look, you get what you get when you do what you do, which is not pay attention to how you treating the planet and how you treating yourself and how you treating your neighbors. You get what you get because you do what you do. And so, you know, hopefully all of the stuff that we're going through in the last 2 years, I think it's woken some people up, man, that they need to take care of themselves, their neighbors, their family, and the planet a little bit better. We was talking earlier about your climate change deniers not thinking that our behavior on this planet, our cars and our, you know, extraction of minerals and everything from the earth and our pollution of the air, et cetera, isn't causing the planet to cause some issues. We got a lot of work to do, y'all. That's the bottom line. I told y'all about my cousin who tried to harm himself the other week, tried to commit suicide. We was talking yesterday. He was like, look, man, I got a lot of work to do. I was like, yo, that's the realest thing you ever wrote, my G. We all got a lot of work to do at different yep. levels. You know, and the work continues so that we can hopefully hand a better place off to our children. You know? T-Bro Law Rosenberg, good morning. Now you might be waking up right now like, really? The whole sky fell last night. Now I'm looking outside and the sun is shining. Really, fam? If you're listening to Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg from wherever you are in the United States, A, we appreciate you, but B, the tri-state, Connecticut, Jersey, and New York went through something last night, so y'all just going to have to tune in to us talking about this. Do we have any update, Laura Stiles, on the roads? Have we heard anything about, you know, flooded areas drying up a little bit? And a matter of fact, if you're out there and your street was flooded in the tri-state anywhere, and you could give us an update. Maybe you could probably update us faster than the news services can.
Yeah.
Because you're right there. So give us a shout so we can let the people know what's going on. But the word right now is still state of emergency. It's still stay off the roads if you don't need to be on the roads. And if you see flooded areas, don't drive into them.
And hopefully you're not in the streets. I think they're advising everyone, if you are in one of these danger zones, please do not leave your house. Do not leave your house.
That Deegan area right there at Fordham Road was flooded last night. That area that always floods, probably still flooded. Shawnee, you had to work your way through Manhattan this morning, right? You came down to FDR.
Yeah, because the FDR is flooded in certain places. They're pushing people off the FDR so you can cut across town, which, you know, becomes an extra headache. Trying to cut across town to the west side. West Side Highway was fairly clear, but then there's also abandoned cars on the West Side Highway.
So people just got out of their cars and left them?
I guess, you know, there are some heavy flood spots on the West Side Highway that I guess they just couldn't manage anymore.
Yeah,
so,
and sometimes you just got to get out of your car.
Yeah.
And you got to leave your car there, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Trains are a mess, too.
Say again, what do you got in Long Island, Cass One?
Well, Long Island, some parts of the LIRR are shut down, but Metro North is completely shut down. So if you're coming in from up top, you're done. Then there's subways that are suspended. The 3, the C, the E, the B, the Z, and the W all shut down.
Yeah. I would stay away from the trains based on the stuff I saw. Like, chill.
Also, I wonder how many jobs, like, offered yesterday to take care of their employees and keep them there.
Hmm.
If you couldn't go, like...
Couldn't go home.
That's the situation that happened with my ex. I've never had to go get my dog from her place before. But she had left him. And she's like, they're telling us we can't go home. They offered us like cots at work and a place to sleep or a hotel. And I was thinking, I was like, depending on what your job is, are they doing that for you?
No, not everyone.
Or are they just saying, go ahead and wait out there and see if you can make it?
She got a good job.
Yeah, that's MLB Network. That's a good job by them by giving a place. I mean, granted, I think she slept in a studio, but still, it was a place to sleep.
It was warm and dry.
It was warm and dry, though. Exactly.
Yeah, I doubt it, Rosenberg. I doubt it all.
So people were just left out there and hope that your car makes it? Because that's a terrifying thought.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Like when people were like, why are people in the subways? Because some people can't afford a cab home. That's their only way to get home.
My only thing is if you see water, gallons of water, pouring into the subway like it's flooding. Get out.
Yeah, you have to find another way.
That's all I'm saying. I know you gotta catch the train home.
Yeah, like for example, there are people where it just happens. We all have the gene. All of us have the gene of, it's not gonna be me. I can beat it. We all say that. Oh no, it's just a few blocks. I got it. But once you're there, and you're in the subway station, and the water is pouring down the steps, and you're still going, nah, I think I got this. At that point, I don't understand what you're thinking
anymore. Yeah.
It's time to go back up steps. That's all I'm saying.
Going up the yo, and also, I can't start thinking about the...
You might not be able to.
And you might not be able to now. Part. And I can't help but stop thinking, yo, where are the rats going right now?
Oh, they're swimming. I saw a bunch of videos of them just swimming and finding dry... They find the highest dry land. So if it's on top of a car, on your stoop,
up a tree,
on your head, they're going to find it.
Official train suspensions in New York City. The 3, the C, the E, the Z, the W, and all shuttles are officially suspended. Partially suspended, 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6, F and G, NQR. And delays on the 7, A, D, M, J, L, and shuttles.
You just named every train.
That's every train. All right, so the trains ain't working, B.
Yeah, so, yeah, you might want to come up with something else.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's not it.
Yo, that rat is doing. He's giving himself a bath.
No, that's right. Stroke chilling. Left stroke. What's the best stroke?
Gross.
He chilling.
Yo, yesterday, Natalie said to me, she said, "You think that Leroy? Maybe this is the way Leroy can find his way home to you."
Oh, she's still worried about Leroy?
The mouse?
No, she was taunting me. I don't want Leroy swimming back here today. Okay, yes. You're gonna have to brave it out there, young man. It's like Fievel Goes West.
Already abandoned and discarded. That young mouse who was just trying to live his best life. You know what I'm saying? He's not coming back to you. He already feels unloved.
First of all.
He killed Devo. He dead. He's
no,
done.
I didn't kill him. I didn't kill him. I'm a hero. I had him picked up and carried out like a gentleman. And now you're coming.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Guys, so I just saw a text that's going around in New Jersey. It says, animals from Turtleback Zoo, West Orange, in the zip code 07052.
Yeah, they got out.
Are fleeing the zoo premises.
I don't think it's real.
Yeah. You think it's fake?
Turtleback Zoo. I love that zoo. Shout out to Turtleback. Me and Issa be over there.
Run. Well, listen, I assumed it was fake because I get my news from DJ Drewski. And on his Instagram, he had that posted.
It's probably fake.
And then under it, he wrote, nah, but for real, my house is flooding.
It's fake.
Louis, the king of New Jersey, King Louis, he's written us and said it's fake.
Okay.
Somebody, shout to Anel 13, and Hell 13, maybe it is. Long Island Expressway is done. There's cars flooded and just abandoned on both sides. That's 26 seconds ago.
Yeah, I got that too. Somebody else hit me up. My boy Roger hit me up. He said he's parked on the LIE.
Yeah, y'all might as well turn back around, B.
Can't. You're stuck now. You might as well just sleep. Take a nap.
What do they do with all the cars?
Take a nap and listen to DJ John.
What do they do with all these cars, too?
Well, you can call right now if you got us locked in and you want to play a game and have fun with DJ John. We got DJ John on the scene checking in from up top Westchester. Yo, it's DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John. DJ John. Now, shout to Yonkers. It was flooding in Yonkers yesterday. John, how is it in, where you at? Westchester somewhere.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire,
fire, fire. Yeah, by the Bronx River, it's not looking nice at all. Anywhere dipping in those dip spots in the Hutchinson, lower New Rochelle, Mount Vernon, anywhere that's low tide near the water, it's a mess. So yeah, it's not. I almost got stuck last night because I was coming from my lady's house and helping with some shopping stuff. So, you know, get some food just in case it gets a little crazy. So went to get some food shopping.
And why didn't you just stay there? Oh, because you need to come home and do the show.
Yeah, and also where I live, it's like it's in the basement, but I live on a hill. But I was afraid that there might be some water coming in. So luckily, I came in just in time, and there was water in the apartment.
Oof!
So what'd you do?
I had to clean. Luckily, I have two humidifiers. Had those two going. I had a bunch of towels that I have in stock. I don't know why I have a lot of towels, but I have a lot of towels.
Well, you got a big body, so you need more than one towel. You know what I'm saying?
Write that down, everyone, about DJ John. Facta, he has a lot of towels. Go ahead, keep going.
A lot of towels, yeah. And I started mopping, started cleaning. Now I have to get rid of a couch because it's just, I'm afraid.
Damn, you lost the couch?
I'm afraid that it's got a little mold and stuff like that.
Ew.
So.
Yeah.
Yo, couch down. God knows what happened on that couch back in the day.
My Lord. Yo, I'm looking at all the New Haven, Hudson, Harlem suspended. The Port Jervis is suspended. So yeah, it's a mess on the Metro North.
And the thing is, you can believe this now when DJ John tells you because he's wearing glasses. And we take him more seriously now.
Oh, thank you.
Shani.
Who's on the line? Yo.
Who we got on the line? What are we giving away, John?
Oh, On the Reggae and Soca Tip happening on Friday, baby. Yes, sir.
Coney Island's still there, right?
Coney Island.
I was wondering that. It's
going to get flooded. The 40th theater is going down, man. And also, another chance to win. Text the word Soca to 77000 for another chance to win tickets in your way in, baby.
Baby, we got.
Yo, shout to NBA. Shout to NBA Rizzy. Rizzy says Route 18 closed down by New Brunswick, New Jersey. Avoid the area.
Mm. Mm.
You said who, Shawnee's on the line?
Ed.
Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How's your commute this morning? Give us an update. Everything smooth? What's going on?
Man, I might as well be leasing a boat, bro, to tell you the truth.
It's that bad. Where are you?
Well, I'm coming from Staten Island, going into Jersey, and man, let me tell you, yesterday was bad, and I knew it was bad when I saw like a family of ducks swimming on beside my car. So I was going home yesterday.
Of course. Yeah, nah, you got. Now, do you have to go to work right now? It sounds pretty unsafe.
Well, unfortunately, I do. I work two jobs, and I got to try to maintain my standard of living, you know?
Yeah, so you one of those, you don't have days off at one of those, it sounds like.
Believe it or not, I actually, somehow, some way, with two jobs, I still have 2 days off a week. So it's a blessed situation.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. Good for you.
All right, well, you, Ed, be safe on the roads and answer this super fast so you can get tickets. Right, John? What do we got again? One more time.
The Reggae and Soca Tip happening this Friday at the Ford Amphitheater in Coney Island, baby. And also, another chance to win. Text the word Soca to 77000 for another chance to win, baby. And tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, baby.
Ed, come party with us, man. Some Caribbean vibrations, man. Positive vibes.
Oh, I'm in that.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend, by the way. Once all this water is gone and things is cleaned up, it's going to be an amazing weekend. Answer Laura's question super fast so you can be smarter than DJ John.
Ed, can you tell us the name of the hurricane that happened in 2005 that had over $125 billion worth of damage?
Say Helen.
Particularly in the city of New Orleans and the surrounding areas.
Say German.
Hurricane Katrina.
Boom.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's right.
All right, DJ John, here's your question. What is the name of the scale used to categorize hurricanes?
Scales like the whales, where you scale the whales?
Whales?
That kind of scale?
What?
When they weigh, where they weigh the whales at?
Oh, where they measure.
I don't know what you're saying.
They use the metric system.
The correct answer is the Buford scale.
Oh, yeah. That old Buford scale. Hey, you know, September 2nd, 2005, that would be today, but in 2005 was when Kanye West called out George W. Bush, and they was doing the Hurricane Katrina. And he said George Bush doesn't like black people. Shout to King Louie and the team of Hot 97 that just tweeted that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Doesn't care about black people, excuse me.
And somehow here we are 16 years later, and I would say that I may like George W. Bush at this moment more than Kanye.
Wow.
Just right at this moment, not historically. And if you look back at the records, I think Kanye's still better. But right now, today, if I was to have a conversation with someone, I think I'd be more offended if I talked to Kanye.
Ed, you got tickets, man. You on your way.
Yay.
Friday, we partying, man. It's going to be a great vibe. You know what I mean? Everybody's going to be waving their nation flags in there. Jamaicans, see, Trinidadians, Bajans, Virgin Islands.
Beautiful.
Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico's always in there.
Antigua, you know what I mean? St. Lucia, Grenada.
Belize is always in there. Guyanese people going to be in there. It's going to be a great time. Posse. Listen, Ed, hang on. We got
to
get
you. I just want to say that, you know, I listen to you guys every morning. Your energy is amazing. You guys get me through the morning. And really random, but Ebro, I think you would have a great career in stand-up comedy if you ever decided to move on, you know?
Yeah, wow. The thing about me is I don't really like people that much, Ed. So for me to stand up in front of a crowd, it's not going to go well.
Yo, what you just said was one of... Ebro is a funny guy, and that was one of the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Yo, Ed, hang on, man. Yo, shout to the stand-up comics. I would never... I ain't got it.
You could do stand-up yelling where you just, like, get up and yell at people and say you don't like them. It would be something. It would be entertaining. It would be awkward.
Yo, man. Yo, yesterday, I don't know the guy's name, but I had to take Issa to an appointment yesterday, and she had to get an x-ray on her foot.
Oh, that name is Doctor.
He had an actual name.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he had an actual name. But anyway, so I walk in. He's like... And so I'm in the waiting room, you know, at the X-ray place. It's like a walk-in X-ray place. It's a women's health center, whatever. And you know, we're checking one of Issa's growth plates because she had a little growth spurt and she said her foot was hurting, whatever. So we're getting it checked out. And he's like, "Yo, ain't you the guy that does the talk radio thing all loud from behind the desk?"
Oh my God!
I'm standing there with my daughter, with Issa, and I'm like, "Yeah, that's me. How you doing?" He's like, "Yo, what are you doing here?"
Oh,
I was like,
my God. I cannot.
My daughter needs an x-ray on her foot.
What do you think?
what is anybody else coming in for? I can't just come to the x-ray spot, my God? I didn't say all that. But I know my tone of voice definitely came off. Because I was like, "Yo, bro, I'm getting an x-ray for my daughter." I was short with him. And I felt bad after because he was like, "Yo, I listen to you all the time. It's great to meet you." And I felt
But hold on. See, this is where I have an issue. And I'm sorry. Maybe this is my ego talking. Someone says they listen to you all the time, but refer to you as, "Ain't you that guy who does the talk radio thing?" Like, I'm just saying this. I would never go up to someone, tell them I'm a big fan, and have no idea exactly who they were. And that happens to me all the time. "Yo, I'm a big fan, Ebro." I'm like, "But how big a fan are you? Because you don't know my name."
It's relative.
It's New York.
It's a lot going on. My favorites are the people who frown at you and mean mug you because they're trying to figure out who you actually are. Right. And so they're looking at you like they want to fight. And so you're looking at them like, "Yo.
You looking at me, I'm looking at you."
Yeah. And then they change their expression once they figure it out. And then they want to be nice, but they already got you in a bad space. You know what I'm saying? And my switches don't flip that fast. Look, keep it locked. On the way, Oh, no, it's time right now. Let's do it. Flash of lights, Laura Styles. Let's get into it.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles can put us on.
Drake released a series of billboards that are basically giving you guys ideas of who's going to be on the next project, Certified Lover Boy. So the signs are spotted in cities across the U.S. revealing artists. Let me see. There was one in Chicago confirming Lil Durk. Another one popped up in Los Angeles teasing Ty Dolla $ign and Giveon.
Well, but I think the piece of this, too, is like, you know, it doesn't actually say the artist. Like, the Atlanta one says, hey, Atlanta, Slime, Pluto, Savage, and Baby are on COB.
Yes.
The one in Nigeria definitely says the artist.
Oh, there's one in Nigeria?
He said, hey, Nigeria, Thames is on COB.
Oh, he said, she don't have a, that means she don't have a nickname. That means
I don't have a nickname for you.
Even Project Pac got their own, got a billboard in Memphis. And the one that had everybody, like, trying to figure this out was a sign in New York that said, hey, New York, the GOAT is on CLB. Is it Jay-Z? Could it be Nas? Some people were even saying, could it be Nicki Minaj? Who is he talking about?
Really? Is that what people said?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it definitely, the first thought is Hov.
Of course.
Yo, shout to SiriusXM, too. They're on a lot of these boards because I think, you know, Drake's got a radio show, or it's OVO, what they call it, Sound 42, I think it's called, right, on SiriusXM. So they were a part of this. But it's definitely outside. I'll tell you this, billboards outside.
If it's not Hov, immediately then I think of the GOAT thing as a bit of a troll, too.
It could be.
If it's not Hov.
What if it's LL Cool J? Yeah.
If it's LL Cool J, then sort of the irony of that would make it fine. But if he says the GOAT and it's someone like Nas who's in the conversation with Hov,
you're going to be pissed?
It feels like it's a little bit of a swipe, no?
I mean, if you're looking for a swipe, but Nas is a GOAT, though. He's a GOAT.
He's a GOAT.
Yes.
He's a GOAT. This, I don't think anyone should be called the GOAT, if we're being truly fair. Unless he got a Biggie verse on there. Does he have a Biggie verse?
I mean,
we don't know. We'll see, man. September 3rd. That's tomorrow.
Yo, speaking of Nas, Cash One, play some Nas, man. King's Disease 2, man. It's out right now. It's a phenomenal album.
Queens.
What you got? What you got ready in there, man?
Time is 8:05. Today's a high of 76.
Raps.
It's called Rare.
Play them Nas raps.
Hot 97 New York.
Musically
on my Mars. Walking alone.
The best 97 minutes of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the morning with Laurel Styles and my boy Rosenberg.
Wake up.
Hot 97.
A lot of weather talk on Ebro, Laurel Rosenberg this morning. Thank you for allowing us to dig in here and deal with the tri-state, you know, our backyard locally, wherever you tuned in from. We got people down in New Orleans, too. We need to get an update. I think they're still without power, yo. I don't know how many people have gotten their power back. I don't know how much of the water has subsided. But just like here, I was getting an update up on the Deegan, which is still flooded. Let me see here. Harlem, let's see. Deegan from Fordham to Van Cortlandt exit completely closed. The tracks of the Metro North are also flooded in that section. Harlem River Highway closed and is underwater. If you could call right now, cars by Dykeman Projects are underwater. Trying to keep up with what's going on. Mad traffic, mad delivery trucks. Shout to Diaz136 Diaz, Christian Diaz. Thank you for the tweet. I mean, it's a parking lot. I think this is on the Deegan too. Just, I mean, everybody just needs to stop. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, just stop trying to go somewhere. Yeah. I know you got places to go, but some areas it feels like, yo, why are we even here right now? We got Jaron on the line, right, Shawnee, from New Orleans?
That's right.
Jaron, what's going on, man?
Man, what's good, my people? What's up, baby?
What's happening, baby? Yo, real talk, bro. Real talk, sir. Tell us what's going on down there in New Orleans, because you work in the neighborhoods and everything down there. What's the real update?
Man, shit, bro. Man, it's down bad at your boy. I don't know what Chris Brown say. I had a whole hole out your butt. See, man. I had out your loose, man. It's bad, bro. We ain't got power out your. Like, it's going to be about at least 3 or 4 weeks without power, fam.
3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah. So, this is the deal. So, like, when Ida came through, right? So, it was almost, it really wasn't a lot of water per se. You know what I'm talking about? It was like a lot of wind. So, the hurricane, the way it was set up, it was water, right? But the winds came in at 176 miles an hour. So it just started ripping off people's houses, ripping off roofs, just tearing stuff up. So it was like the main tower out here in New Orleans, right? Like the main little tower, it snapped the tower in half and threw it in the river.
Wow.
So it's like just because of the winds was so strong, it just snapped everything. So
has most of the water receded yet or no?
But like, yeah, so really, like in New Orleans, we didn't really have a lot of water. It was like, the lower part, like the lower part of Louisiana, like they call it like Port Fouchon and all that stuff like that. Like they got a ton of water because the storm surge was like 15 feet. So the storm surge, I don't know if y'all know what storm surge is. That's like 15.
That's when
feet
the ocean comes up. That's when the wind in the ocean comes up, right?
Yeah, so pretty much 15 feet of water go up in the air and then just come down. So it's kind of like that's how it was pushing. But by the time the storm shifted to the east, it came over New Orleans, it was just a lot of wind. So it was just just ripping houses. So imagine they said it was the almost equivalent to like a 12-hour tornado that just didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it was. But, man, you know, and ironically, this storm hit the same day Katrina hit in 05.
Yeah.
When it hit. Hear me? So, man, but we straight, man. You know how we do. We keep a gut of diet. Babe. We resilient. Hear me? We straight.
That's right.
You
heard me? Good, you heard me? Well, thank you, man.
So a bunch of us evacuated. Like, a bunch of people just left. And, you know, we was like, shit, bro, like, for 3 weeks, you ain't about to have no power. So, you know, people just dipped out, people left. So then the storm, then phone service went down. So people really couldn't call nobody. It was almost like Katrina all over again, but without the water. You know what I'm saying? But,
right. Man, well, Jaron, we love you for checking in with us, man. Thanks for the update. Thank you very much, man. Thank you for always checking in, man. Send our love down there.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell the Fourth Ward Posse. Tell the Fourth Ward Posse where they at. Where they at. Where they at. Thank you, man. Who else we got online, Shawnee?
We got Nova with a traffic update.
Nova, where you stuck in traffic? What's going on?
Oh, 278, man. It's crazy. Going towards exit Roosevelt Avenue. They got it shut down. It's at least 12 to 14 cars under there abandoned.
And you're just stuck on what? What'd you say on the Deegan?
On the two, yeah. It literally took me just to get from one exit. It just took me 2 hours just to get off an exit.
Wow. Yeah, just go, everybody just go home, man.
Everybody just go home. I'm in production, and I ain't making cool calls today. I can tell you that shit.
Yeah, you're not gonna make it. You're not gonna. It's already late. You're already late.
Yeah,
you already late. Thank you, man. Crazy. Thank you for the update, bro.
Stay up to 278, y'all.
All right, 278. There it is. What else we got, Shani?
It's lit. We got people that we getting put on hold.
Oh, tight.
Okay.
Put Jaren back on. Let's get back into what's happening.
Hey, Ward, you heard me?
Yeah. Sade.
Okay, Sade.
Sade, where are you stuck? What's going on? Hey, love
I'm
you.
On
thank
I-95
you.
I'm on I-95 coming down from Connecticut going to New York. It's really bad out here today.
You've been on 95?
Yeah. I've been in traffic for like almost an hour.
Are you going home? Are you going to work? What are you doing?
I'm going to work. I work at a bank in Queens, and it's horrible.
Yeah, it's gonna. You're supposed to be there at 9 a.m.?
I'm supposed to be up for 8:30.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to happen. You'll be at work by 10.
No, I told them. Yeah, I told them, like, give me a long time because I'm not going to get there no time soon.
Hey, if you work with Sade at the bank in Queens, she's not going to make it. But thank you for the update.
Thank you so much. Thanks for letting them know. Have a good day, guys.
All right. No problem.
We got Marie.
Marie, where are you checking in from, Marie?
I'm by Story and Soundview. The Henry Hutchinson is closed.
Yeah.
And we have to reroute towards the Cross Bronx. It's just horrible.
You're going to be out there for like 4 hours.
No, I'm already back home, but I'm
oh, you turned around. I respect it. That's what you're supposed to do. Just turn right back around.
Facts. We got Ronnie.
Ronnie, where you checking from?
What's up, man? I'm checking in from the LIE.
I heard it.
I'm a UPS driver in Manhattan. I try my hardest, but I've been stuck for like an hour, and I just turned around. They told me everything is light. No trucks came in overnight anyway because, you know, the trucks coming in from New Jersey, from Newark Airport.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't land last night, right?
Yeah, the planes couldn't land. The trucks couldn't drive over. There's no work. So they were like, just go home. There's no point in coming in.
So, that's a word from a UPS driver. If you was expecting packages today.
Right. Don't.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, you ain't getting it.
you ain't getting it today. Yo, man. Who else you got, Shani?
They just
we got mad calls, right?
We got Alex.
Alex.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? I was stuck from 2 o'clock to 6 over right outside Newark on 78. It was shut down.
Oof. Yeah, Newark.
Dozens of cars. Yeah, it was bad.
Yo, thank you, Alex. Newark got, I think the record for rain in Newark was like 3 inches or something. They got 8 inches last night. There's parts of the area, of our area here in the tri-state, that was getting something like 5 inches in an hour. Places got like 10. You know how much water that is, bro?
It's insane, man. Topic, these records are getting crushed by like 3-4 inches. And these records are going to keep getting crushed because we're in a different era now, guys. Like,
everything's extreme.
And this city, we don't know what parts of the city are just not going to be in the coming few years.
Yeah.
It's scary but real.
Laura, you're down there. You're part of section of Manhattan. You said it was dry this morning, though.
I was just really surprised because I'm by the water downtown. And when I walked out to hop in a car, I was like, it was completely dry. So, mind you, it was just in front of my home. But I didn't walk across the street to the parks and see anything else. But I was looking around like I expected flooding, and there was nothing there. And I'm in a, like I said, I'm by the water, so usually it's a mess. But I guess we just got lucky.
And Shani, you said the BX was crazy this morning.
BX was crazy, FDR, Harlem. Just trying to cut across town, everything up there, you know, because some of the, bottlenecking. Some of the highways kind of get narrowing before it broadens. by 125th Street. So over there, it's just a mess. It's a mess trying to get to the GWB, the Tri-Borough. It's just, it's hard. It's hard. So you're going to be late. You're going to be an hour late, half hour late at least. I suggest going home too. Why not?
Yo, Cash, you got some I'm angry, I'm stuck in traffic music before we get to the gurus? 97 minutes commercial free. You know what I mean? It's always, when things are going wrong, it always feels like you need to play Mobb Deep. I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah, it's true.
Man, Queens.
It feels like Survival
quiet
of the Storm. Fittest. Or the Quiet. Well,
we done
storm
been through
quiet.
It all.
You know what I mean? Survival of the Fittest, Quiet
for
Storm.
For real, it's the truth.
It's got to happen like that. It always feels survival like punch somebody fittest. In the face music.
Word.
Yo, be safe on those roads. If you don't have to be out there, don't go out there.
No, right now.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, step swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
It's a mess outside. That's it, man. That's the moral of the story. It's a mess outside. Be safe. We get a new Drake album tomorrow. We got a Kanye album. Yo, this year's been phenomenal, though. A lot of people, the pandemic has worked out for music, right? Because you got a J. Cole phenomenal album. You got a Nas phenomenal album. You got a Kanye good album. It's good. Could have been better, but it's good. We got Kendrick plotting the drop, and we got Drake on Friday.
Yeah. A lot of good music.
It's a lot happening right now. Plus, that Kendrick Baby Keem video is crazy.
Crazy.
People are super into that video. It's been a lot of good stuff, man.
And
see how the Certified Lover Boy does.
And more good stuff is happening. It's called The Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for The Gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru, Laura at gmail.com. Send us your problems. Keep them nice and short, to the point. We are here, and we're open for business.
That's right.
Just keep emailing us.
Hey, to save lives.
That's right, Shawnee. You know, as you burn the sage and Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises, we come together to cleanse the energy and help someone in need. Rosenberg, who needs our help?
Yeah, helping no one.
Guys, the Guru Laura. At gmail.com.
That's right.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. Be a great time to send us emails right now. Load us up for the fall because there's a slight email shortage.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not only a weather issue we're having right now, there's also a guru email shortage which is plaguing this nation as well. Matter of fact, I'll read this right now. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Dear Gurus, I'm a loyal listener of the show, and I was torn between two different topics. But I think this one's more important. I'll get to the second one at a later date. So, Gurus Laura and Rosenberg, I have a very big problem in my relationship that I've been dealing with. And in order for things to work, things must go back to normal. But at the same time, I'm not willing to just walk away because I believe the issue can be resolved, but only you can help resolve it for me. I'm talking about my relationship with you guys.
What?
I missed the original.
Wait, time out. Did he use the Smokey the Bear slogan? Only you can help me with this. Only you can help me with forest fires. Is that what he said?
I don't know if that's what they meant. I believe it's a she. I don't think that's what meant, but okay. Maybe. Right. Thank you for the Smokey the Bear throwback, though. I'm talking about my relationship with the gurus.
Hmm.
I miss the original gurus, Laura and Rosenberg.
What? We're here.
At what point did Laura just become an email reader and giving advice only after everyone has interjected their non-guru-like opinions?
That's right.
I love hearing everyone's opinions after the gurus have spoken. With that said, I love you, Shawnee, but you are not a guru.
Oh, my God.
So please stop. Wow,
drop the bomb. Wow.
So please stop hijacking the segment and get back on the switchboard and mute your own mic.
Wow.
Yeah. She hit you with a shut up and push buttons.
She says she loved me, though.
She hit you with a shut up and dribble, man.
Yo, what is Shawnee, the original guru?
I know, you got it all twisted. I was going to wait to say that part.
That's
though.
I'm positive. I'm positive I'm not the only one who feels this way. Parentheses. Take some calls and prove me wrong.
Oh, my God.
Take some calls and prove me wrong.
800-223-9797. Has Laura let the guru segment fall apart? Shawnee not a guru?
How are you going to turn it into me?
I know.
That's what the woman said in the email.
So my question is, what are you, Laura and Rosenberg, going to do to take back your guru segment?
Oh my God. Wow. First of all, I don't really appreciate the negative tone of this email. I feel like united, we are better. And Shawnee has always been a very important instrumental part of the gurus.
Right.
I like this lady.
Shawnee is a guru.
She said, I need the original gurus. You're clearly not a fight, but you know, we will still show you love because in a guru-like fashion because, you know.
We are gurus.
The original gurus were Rosenberg and myself.
We were first.
So now you're saying Laura's not a guru?
No, Laura is a guru. Laura is absolutely a guru, but I'm saying to the fault her letter when she said the originals, I'm just stating that was the original. So if you listen from the beginning, that means she's not a fot and it's politically incorrect. It's incorrect.
You know there were some falsehoods there, but Shawnee is a guru. Laura is a guru.
He is too. Right.
All three of us are gurus. Wow.
And if you want to complain, the real complaint should be Ebro and Cass One who dump on our segment and then often jump in first and start talking. That is where it is. Shawnee is an original guru.
Right. It sounds like she's got you guys on your heels.
I just can't believe
it. And you're scrambling. That's what it sounds like.
An email reader. Now Rosenberg reads the emails now.
She read you guys. That's what she did.
Tell him, Kaz. Tell him, Kaz. Yo, Laura, I told you last week.
The department, we're very united. We uplift
Laura,
each other.
I told you last week.
We heal and we love. And we don't need any negative energy from any outside sources. Thank you very much.
I told you last week, Laura Stiles. Take control of the segment, man.
We are in control. We do it together.
No, ain't no we. It's supposed to be you.
No, it's not just me. I'm not like, I'm not a dictator.
Listen.
We have a family here, and the gurus stay together.
Ebro only knows one way to operate, and that is to rule with an iron fist. He doesn't understand the socialist way of the gurus. Right. We're community.
Well, that's why y'all getting complaints. Because ain't nobody running this damn show.
No, we run
ain't nobody
smoothly.
Driving this boat. Ain't nobody flying this ship. That's why this lady's calling complaint.
Actually, I believe I can break this down very clearly, and I think all the audience would agree. It's the same thing every day. Laura sets it up.
Thank you.
Tees me up. I read the email, and then we diagnose. Boom.
That's it.
Right. The only thing that gets in the way is when Cass and Ebro the Troll start going, trying to take us out. Here he comes again. Yes, Cass?
She didn't mention Ebro or Cass at all.
Say it, Cass.
At all.
Say it, my brother.
You were not part of this email, brother.
She say it, my brother.
She said she wanted to hear the gurus before everybody jumps in.
Ebro and I are a non-factor in this issue. This is between right. you guys.
Well, for
you guys
factors, need therapy. You chime in all the time.
You three need therapy to figure out.
Y'all are making excuses for your ragtag execution.
Man, nah. We have no ragtag execution. We will not let you pollute the Guru.
And now that's y'all right. are getting email complaints. This thing is off the rails.
We are stronger than ever. United, right. we
We're
will
stronger
stand.
Than ever.
That's right, Laura. Family.
That's Love. Right. Stronger than ever.
The
Guru
heal, okay? We heal the world. That's we right. make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race.
Speak now, on damn, it, Laura. Damn it. Now we're doing that on back-to-back days. Ebro's right. We are in trouble.
Listen, the gurus right, will listen. Stand and the gurus will shine. All the negativity goes to the trash, okay?
That's right.
If you don't like it, stop emailing us.
I thought you were going to say all the negativity could kiss my behind.
Well, that too. So say los gurus.
So here we go now.
Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Here we go now. Shawnee, look at the phones, baby.
Oh my God.
Baby boy, who we got on the line? We got some people who want to chime in on have the gurus fallen apart.
We have not fallen apart.
People are calling, man. I opened up the lines and people are calling. If they didn't have anything to say, they wouldn't call.
Let's see what Shawnee has here.
Let's see, Shawnee.
We got Mark on the line.
Mark, what would you like to say about Laura's deterioration as the guru lead?
It is not.
There's no deterioration, man.
Thank
it's
you.
It's the same thing every morning.
Thank you.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Thank you, Mark.
Yo, exactly. Mark just called up and kept it a buck.
Thank you, Mark.
That's right, Mark.
Mark, do you enjoy the gurus?
One second, man. Every morning I'm listening.
Boom, my guy.
Mark, thank you so much, Mark. We're sending you a virtual
blessed.
Hug.
No problem.
Virtual hugs.
Positive vibes from Mark, man.
Stay blessed, Mark. Stay blessed.
Yeah, man.
Mark has drinking the guru Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? He is.
Who else we got, Johnny?
No, that's it.
That's it? It was just, really?
Wow. Yeah, just Mark.
Wait, Mark. Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Amazing.
Yo, somebody else control the phones in here. No, I think Shawnee's fronting.
Shawnee's lying.
It's just lying.
Well, because I specifically got a text that said, Griff said there's callers.
Yeah. No, I see him. I'm not going to lie, Ebro. I see Shawnee looking at the line, and he doesn't want to pick him up. I see it.
Eight callers, bro. Come on, let's go.
Yo, we're here to project, positivity.
Yeah, they called. Yo, they done lined up to thrash the gurus.
They definitely did. They definitely did.
Shawnee, I'm not scared.
Bro, we like one. Let's get one.
Our light will shine over all the darkness.
That's right. Let's see. All right, we'll go with... We'll go with Dave. Okay. Dave agrees with the letter.
Dave,
what do you have to say? What do you have to say about the deterioration of the gurus?
I definitely agree with the letter writer. It's been going off the rails for a minute now, quite honestly.
Wow.
But here's the thing. It's not because, the way she said you guys got Laura is just pretty much like the letter reader. No, I think you guys need to let Rosenberg and Shawnee fall back. And let Ebro and Cass do
their Wait a minute!
Yeah. The real guru.
Yo, this is a coup d'etat! This is a revolution! This is a coup d'etat!
Oh my God. Get rid of Dave, man. Let's get rid of
Dave. Dave, get out of here.
No, our listeners know what they're talking about. Dave is a very intelligent man with a great opinion.
Listen, that's Dave's opinion. I'm not going to get upset at Dave's opinion. He has the right. Ebro and Cass have valuable opinions at times.
Yo, listen, man.
At times.
You guys should stick with the Haitian slogan, "La union fait la force." You know what I'm saying? Togetherness, there's strength, there's force.
That's right.
In togetherness, in the union. You guys have fallen apart.
Lack
of leadership.
What a Trini slogan. Together we aspire, together we
That's
achieve.
Right.
There you go.
That's
Shawnee.
Right.
Let
That's
him
what
know.
We do.
That's but right. wait, Ebro, who has the saying about the outsiders who will try to come in and try to poison your well? Because that's you.
There's no saying for that.
There's no saying for that.
He just said it.
You guys are hot.
Well, Shawnee, you scared to go to them lines, baby?
Nah, they here. The lines is lit. I mean, haters
Yo,
out
no,
here.
Seriously, in all seriousness, we love that y'all care. We love that y'all give a damn. We love that y'all want to call in. The Guru segment is something that people really have a great time with, and we appreciate y'all. Coming up, Flashing Lights. Laura Stiles, what you got?
Oh, coming up in the Flashing Lights report. In more serious news, guys, a grand jury just indicted police officers and paramedics in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. Remember we talked about this when it happened?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'll give you some details on this coming up, Flashing Lights.
Keep it locked, Cash 1, 97 minutes, commercial free.
People definitely want to chime in. Mm-hmm. I can just read them.
Shout their names. Just shout their names. Yeah, go ahead.
Yana says Ebro. She enjoys Ebro on the Gurus. Mm-hmm. Karima doesn't say anything yet. Jenny loves the Gurus. Thank Giselle you, loves all the Gurus. John says the Guru has not fallen off. Kiba says Shani is a good Guru. And Danny says Shani is not a Guru.
Wow. So it's very split. That's all good, man. We love you all.
It's all good.
We love that y'all give a damn. You know what I'm saying? That y'all care. We appreciate you. Please stay safe outside. If you're in the tri-state, things are a mess on these roads. And if you can, turn back around, go home, and just, you know, start again tomorrow, because it's still a mess out there. Cast 197 minutes, commercial free. Yeah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, fam. Shout to people on our team. Condas and E. Stiles. Juanito got hit. Those are the ones we know about on the squad here at the station. Yo, E. Styles toilet was in reverse.
Oh man,
I saw a little bit of that yesterday. I looked at my toilet yesterday. It was all swigging around, starting to boil up. I was like, "What's going on here?"
Yeah, and nothing happened. So, listen, man. When the water floods, and that water goes into the sewage, it pushes the water backwards into your toilet. Because it can't go down because it's filling up. It's just like you guys saw the videos of the manholes with the water like spouting out of the manholes and out of the grates in the street. Same thing. That water floods underground and bubbles up. That's how much water was happening out here yesterday in the tri-state. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Let's get to Flashing Lights with Laura Stapp.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
So a Colorado grand jury indicted three police officers and two paramedics involved in the August 2019 death of Elijah McClain. He was just 23 years old. He was stopped by police while walking home from a store, placed in something called a carotid hold.
Yeah, that basically is like a rear naked chokehold.
Ugh. And then injected with ketamine.
So they put the paramedics and the cops. They charged them all.
Yeah, they did. Each of them are indicted on charges of manslaughter, criminal negligence, homicide, as a part of a 32-count indictment. So this story, I mean, all of them are horrible. We were talking behind the scenes. They're all horrible, horrible. But just seeing pictures of Elijah, like, playing the violin, everyone saying he was such a sweet person. I know, it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. You know, at least people were charged, but nothing can bring Elijah back.
I mean, this story has always been just absolutely heartbreaking if you've never followed it. This sweet, innocent boy who, you know, who was minding his own business. Nothing even happened. It's just an awful, awful story.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Laura,
it's good. Go it's ahead. Good to see, you know, attempted accountability. I don't think any of these charges are heavy enough for either the paramedics or the police officers. Manslaughter, like, you know, they can always hide behind their jobs and their badges when they're out here abusing their power. And that's the continued frustration for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because you knew you was doing that little boy wrong. You knew what you was doing. Y'all get carried away on your jobs. You come across a lot of a-holes in your life. And I know it's tough to discern between, you know, some people who actually are doing the community harm and just regular folks. But that's your job. That's the job.
Rosenberg, what were you going to say?
I was going to cheer you up because I know how much you love trash talking on Instagram comments.
Okay.
Like on a big website. I saw a post here by Hot New Hip Hop about Sha'Carri Richardson that she decided to put in her IG stories a little thing that says violence, like violence is selected.
Oh, you know, like she's choosing violence.
Why? Choosing violence, I guess, in her response to the criticism. So one of the blog, you know, one of the tabloidy websites posted that. Yo, Laura, the comments underneath this. Should have chose violence on that track, sis. It's too late now.
Oh, my gosh.
So next person said, choose speed.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone said, sis, you came in 4,709th place at the last race. They had time to make jerk chicken and start Dutty whining to a dance hall track by the time you got to the finish line.
Wow.
Yeah. The only violence is how you lost. You got to stop. This is very embarrassing. Aren't you embarrassed?
Wow. Disrespect.
Someone said, choose training and let the results speak for you.
Jeez, that's tough.
Damn, that's tough.
All right, before I get out of here, call in number 9 right now, 800-223-9797. I have a pair of tickets to the Long Island Music Festival with Ashanti, Ja Rule, Fabulous, hosted by very own Drewski. Tickets on sale now, but you can get them if you're calling number 9, 800-223-9797. That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:59. Alternate side parking rules are suspended, guys.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stahl. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.